The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed, Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Happy Monday, everyone. Today, I want to talk to you guys about new beginnings. New beginnings. What is that? A new beginning could be a newborn baby, a brand new house, a new toy, you know, a grill, win of a game, anything that makes us happy or a change in our lives could be a new beginning. Recently, I just purchased a new house and had my housewarming party yesterday, and it ended up being a great, great party. It wasn't your traditional housewarming party where everyone bought gifts. It was more of a come, gather, eat, you know, and enjoy the space. I really love my church and wanted to host one of the first events at my house with my church, just to see how the house would do as far as flow and everything. Well, this is a new beginning for me. I've never owned a house before. I've never had the responsibility of fixing broken things. You know, my garage door broke. I could be very upset about it, but I'm not. You know, it's a work in progress, but I like the house. But it is a new beginning. Now, think about that for a minute. Now, I'm speaking about a materialistic thing, an inanimate object. But what about God's mercy? What about God's grace? When a person comes to Christ and accept them as their Lord and Savior, that is a new beginning. It is a new beginning for the Christian body. It's a new beginning for the person that accepted Christ into their lives, because their lives will be changed forever. Now, I want to point to scripture to back up my claim. And I want to take a look at Isaiah 40, 31. It says this: "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Now, this passage, this verse, it sticks out to me because it talks about your hope in the Lord being renewed every day. And as soon as our hope is renewed in the Lord, we then soar on wings like eagle. We go forward with the Lord. We stand with him, if you will. And we don't grow faint, because we have God's mercy with us. I want to look at another Old Testament passage, and I think a lot of people may have known this one for a while, or know about this one if they ever hear it. And it's out of the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. It says, "Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him." One of the biggest things that I went through is I've been looking for a house for a while. Certain circumstances kept me from getting the house, but I waited patiently. I prayed about it. But every morning when I got depressed about, you know, man, when am I going to get a house? When am I going to be able to afford one? You know, God's compassions, his mercies, they are new every morning. They never fail us. You know, we wake up in his presence. We go to bed in his presence. Therefore, he is our portion day in and day out. We cannot live. We cannot move. We cannot breathe. We cannot eat. We cannot be without God. So, as we continue on through the rest of the day and throughout this week, remember, God is. God is our new beginning. God was our new beginning, and God shall be forever our new beginning because of his great mercy. Great is your faithfulness. So let's continue on and stay tuned for Friday's episode as we start to wrap up our season of prayer. God bless you.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread His good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you, and may His glory shine upon you.